Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, all flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Make your gun or goes based on the data you have printed LOS. I see we got it back. Give you another few seconds.
We're going, fine.
Okay, retro,
go.
Fido,
go.
Guide,
go.
Control,
go.
Telcom,
go.
Jinsei,
go.
Econ,
go.
Surgeon,
go.
Capcom, we're go to continue PDI.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios in Shingle Springs, California, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio with your host, John Almada.
Yeah, that's me, and hey, it's good to be back. 30 minutes ago, I was on Kathy's Distant Echoes with my dear friend Kathy, and she and I were battling the forces of chaos in Studio A. You know what, I went ahead and decided to come back to Studio A once I found out it was the Firefox that was going crazy, and actually it was Blog Talk causing the problem. It turns out that their chat room chews up a lot of CPU, and when that does that, it interferes with our processes that run the broadcast from the broadcast computer. And Karen is saying, do you want me to call tonight? Of course, my darling, yes, please call in. I will take your call. I love it when you call in. So anyway, yeah, it knocked out our ability to broadcast there a little bit effectively. And anything past 25% CPU usage starts causing problems with our broadcast streams. So I'm able to run one browser window on the broadcast computer for the chat room, my chat room on my server. And then what we've got is I've got the alternate computer over here. I'm just keeping an eye on the call board and all that stuff. So Blog Talk is causing the problems. And let's see, we got Blue Goose is here, my friend from Tennessee. Good to see you, my friend. And Phil W. is here, Karen's Dream, my co-host. And I'm watching her on the board to see if she comes in. And Kathy's just an echo. She's manning the boot button. And it's been a quiet night tonight. And we're probably going to have probably me recording some of my own spirit stuff in case we have a light audience tonight, unless some of you guys dial in. The number is 646-478-0377. If you want to get in, oh, I see you coming in there, Karen. I'm gonna grab you here. And Karen.
Hi, John.
Hello.
Good to have,
how are you?
I'm just fine and dandy. We got rain, so I'm happy I got to go dance in the rain.
You got rain in the summer in Arizona? I didn't know that's like legal or anything. I thought that's like...
It isn't where I live. It's usually all around us, but not here. But today we got a little bit anyway.
Oh, did it sprinkle enough to kind of wet everything down, or was it just like a...
The ground's
oh, really?
Wet, so it must have drizzled a little bit when I was sleeping, because... The ground's still wet, so that's a good thing.
Well, put the fire danger down, and heck, and it's in July of all things. Yeah.
Well, it's our monsoon season, supposedly. So we're supposed to get storms in the afternoon, but they usually we're like in a big hole. It goes way to the east side and way to the west side, and we usually don't get that much in between where I live, but today we did, so that's a good thing. I'm happy.
Well, and you know about, and you saw the emails this afternoon with all the stuff going on with our friends. I just put the chat, by the way, just for, who was it? Phil is trying to get the audio going, and all he has to do is go to the Ghostwriter webpage and then just press the play button, and he can listen to the show. So got that going. Oh, and More Happy is with us. Hi, More Happy. Good to see you. And I guess Phil disappeared. Anyway, unless he changed into More Happy. That whole thing with that one hotel just kind of fell through for our upcoming trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they just got, our case manager, Renee Martin, called in there to get them to just kind of talk to them about, hey, you know, we're just going to do a real light. You know, all she was going to do is say, hey, we're going to be there. We're just interested in talking to you, learning about the hotel. You know, I'm not going to try to do a big investigation. We're just going to do some EVP and walk around outside, and that's about it. And they didn't even give us a chance. They just slammed it hard and then hung up on us. You know, told us that they don't do that except in this fall and winter, and that's it. And wham, down with the phone. And it was like, well, we were going to get reservations too, you know. And so I wrote them a letter and explained to the owners, and there's three owners in the webpage. And so I just copied them all and copied Renee and said, hey, here's what happened. Here's what I think. And no, we won't be doing business with you. So sorry if that's the attitude you take. And, you know, I've seen a few little hints of this with some businesses that when you go in to do work with paranormally active businesses, it's just a real come see, come soft thing. Some are more open to this than others. Some are enthusiastic. This one had actually been on TV, which is how I found out about it. And it's been, you know, a couple of years since they were on, but I thought, well, surely they're way off the beaten trail. They're not going to have that many people calling them. And next thing you know, it's just you're getting this report from your case manager saying, well, guess what happened? You know, so I don't know. I just shake my head at that kind of attitude. It just, you know, we're like
that way.
Yeah, and I kind of pointed that out. So, you know, hopefully, you know, I'll hear back from one of the owners, one of the three. I don't even know if it was one of the owners that did it. I mean, we had no name, no nothing. They just were just all over our case and then, you know, get out of here, you bums. And it's like, I'm sorry, we're not taps, but, you know, we're not exactly bad people. I mean, if you just give us a chance before you, like, slam us. But, but you know, the good thing about it is it pointed me to this town that we're going to be going to, which, you know, we're going to basically camp out there. So bring your Western britches, because you're going to need them, and boots. Bring your boots.
My boots.
And, and tennis shoes and things like that. Just bring good solid tennis shoes, and then we'll be I'll make it as safe as I can out there. I've been looking at it from satellite pictures, but yeah, the town of Masonic out there about 12 miles from Bodie, and gold was found there in the 1850s, and then it kind of took off in the early 1900s, and then kind of fizzled out. And so there's a bunch of buildings similar to Bodie there, but we can actually sleep there. We can just put a tents up and be right there and do some night investigation and, definitely check out what's safe and what's not safe to do out there. But, we're going to sleep in a ghost town. Yeah, I could just see it, you wake up and there's a ghost cowboy, you know, peeking in the tent, you know, but...
yeah.
I don't, you know... You got me there.
You
know. Oh, there you go. I'll bring my cowboy suit, okay? it's going to be interesting to do that. I have no idea of the paranormal activity in this particular location, so we'll see. It should be an experience and a treat. Even if we don't get anything there, we've got for sure we know we get things over at Bodie, but
oh, yeah.
I think with Bodie being so nearby, and obviously and Bodie was still a going concern when Masonic was running, you know, and it's only 12 miles away. I just have a feeling we're going to hit some pay dirt there. So this should be interesting. Yeah, and I am bringing the generator, so you guys will have power for girly things. Yes, I'm bringing the 1300 watt generator for girly stuff, so you can have all your stuff. Have that stuff that you do and
stuff that we do.
Yeah, and pretty things, and so I'll be out there firing it up, going go for it, ladies, and then you can be all beautified when we get up in the morning instead of hair all. So I'm down it. But it's well, this is your first time. I think you haven't done too many outdoors with us, have you, on outdoor investigations? I think you've been like to some of the ghost or to the graveyards around here. This is going to be a real physical investigation. So this is our thing. This is what we do in GRI. We do physical investigations. And it's definitely instead of just being out there, you know, in some building, which is nice, we love it. Don't get me wrong, but these out of the way places, this is what we like. So
that's what I like.
And then, what's that?
That's what I like.
Yep. So we're going to hit that, and then coming up in August, we are going to be out at a Navy hospital in the Bay Area, a retired, it's kind of out of commission, it's from a naval base, it's closed down, so we have pretty much exclusive permission to be in there, so we're going to be doing that, and you know, Spencer and company, and we're going to get a cameraman in, and film us doing that. Don't know if you're...
When are you doing that?
We're working out the date, so I'm looking at, I'm trying to find the best time to kind of fit midway between the Grand Tour and what we're doing with this, you know, next thing that we're doing.
I can do that too.
Yeah. So if you can make that one, that's going to be immense, because what we're told is these Navy personnel that were guarding in that particular hospital near the morgue and around that area were really having a lot of experiences. And as a matter of fact, they had a pretty record turnover of guards because nobody wanted to guard that place. I mean, they were seeing stuff come out right in front of them, and I have a strong feeling we're going to be seeing some stuff. So that one's going to be a pretty much a video case with some, you know, we'll carry the normal audio complement, but it's such a big building. I don't know. I mean, we may run the DVR on that one, and we'll have to bring the generator, because there's no power in it. So if we do that, we'll run the generator for about 2 hours and run 2 hours of video capture with the hard lines and our four infrared cameras. And then just run people through the building wherever it's safe, and then see what we get. And if we can get into the morgue, cool. Cool. Let's see. We have a question in the chat room. Let's see. Sweetgrass. I have a question about cleansing with sage white sweetgrass. Can anybody help me with that? Okay, Phil, what is the question, though? You know, can you give us an idea what you're asking? And then we'll just watch that. And Phil is saying, Kathy, I was given a wheelchair to sell it on Craigslist, took pics, and I have a spirit entity that is white coming over half the picture. Wow, Kathy, I mean, if it was me, I'd take that and put it on the site, sure. But it's Kathy, he's asking us to do so. But if it was me, I'd grab it in a heartbeat. That's way cool. I mean, because something like that, somebody spent a lot of time in it, it's going to be kind of infused with their energy. And you get that a lot with antiques and things that you buy in secondhand stores. Stuff that people have had for years and years and years, you know, and you bring it home, and next thing you know, you got an entity in the house, you know. I mean, have you ever had that kind of thing, Karen?
No, I have not. But then I don't have really too many antiques, really, or anything.
Okay.
Although I have bought a lot of garage sale stuff, but and I used to do estate sales, so I used to go into people's houses and sell their stuff, and I did buy quite a bit from those sales.
Yeah.
But I don't think I brought anything home.
Yeah, I think you'd know it too if you did have something, because they'll do all kinds of things to get your attention. Generally, there is ways to clean that stuff, especially with our friend talking about the sage and different things, and doing ceremonies and different things to, you know, and bringing through energies to help clear out the spirit. So there's folks with training can do that for you. But this thing with I have a question about cleansing with sage and white sweet grass. Now, the thing that I use pretty much that all the time, and I use that in conjunction with sea salt to keep my house clear of entities, because of the work that we do here, it seems to draw them in. And I also use black tourmaline, which is easy to you can get that just about any metaphysical shop, just or a mineral rock store. Just look for black tourmaline, and I put it in all the windows around my place, and then I just spread sea salt all around. And I'll do a sage, and it really cleans the energy up in the house, and it keeps entities out. You can hear them outside, you know. They want to get in. They want your attention, and they'll do stuff to knock on the walls and do little things like that if you've got stuff like that going on. But if you're just looking to make a space better, I think it's a good one. It doesn't matter really which one you use, just as long as you. You know, just are safe with it. Be careful, but combine it with some of these other things I'm talking about, and then go talk to your local metaphysical store, huh?
And with strong intent, also.
Yeah, strong intent, and you know, there's plenty of materials on this out there on the web. But you know, if you combine it and then find a style that works for you, and just kind of observe the results, and keep a log, keep a little journal of what you felt, you know, by date. And what you noticed, and then you can, over time, you can see what your house needs and what you need, and then you can just put these things in there, and it will help. There's other techniques if you're trying to get rid of negative energy. You can do things like what I call the rotting spell, and you can take and imagine all these negative things in your life going on, and take a piece of paper and write all of that down. And do your clearing and have it all written down and waiting. And you take that out and you find a rock around the property, some big rock, and you just take it and you slide the paper under the rock and walk away. And as it rots away, the earth, that all those energies, that intention infuses into the earth and becomes purified. And I've used it a million times. I know it sounds like hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo, and it's kooky and all that, but it is, thoughts are things. And when you do work with intent and work with energy and your intentions, it has that amazing ability of the mind to be able to do that. It actually does work. And, you know, if you give it a chance, you will find this stuff is for real. So try the product.
The opposite of that. If you can also write positive things that you wish to happen on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And
don't rot it away, though.
And burn it with a white candle. You know, light it on fire with a white candle and set your intent out, set it out to the universe.
Yeah, you can do that, and that will put the positive intentions in the air. And as an air element, and do that kind of thing. So yes, absolutely. It's just, you know, so many people are carrying so much pent-up negative energy, especially in this society, that they need a relief valve. And probably doing a little of both won't hurt. I mean, that's a really good point, Karen. Is to get rid of the negative stuff, to throw the garbage out, and then, you know, go out there and follow that up with a chaser. With, you know, here's what I'm looking for. You know, because once you clear that, you get that empty stuff, you empty the garbage out of your life, then make room for the good things, and then bring the positive intent in, and that'll work for you. But if you're just using, if you're not even in so much into it for anything else, if you're just trying to create good energy in your home, there's some things you can do. One, keep a clean home. I know that sounds almost too easy, but, you know, when you have clutter in your life and there's lots of, like, chaos around you, it kind of creates fractured energy, and spirits can actually use that to kind of pop into a place and take it over and create all kinds of havoc for you. So if you clean it up and you take charge of your space again, there's actually, I think in the Eastern traditions, there's something called drelas, where, and I don't remember, I'm just going on memory here, I don't remember what culture exactly in Asia was from, but if you bring cleanliness into a home and you bring order into the home, these drelas are kind of like angels or positive spirits, and they come in and they will work with you. It's sort of our equivalent in the West of guides, you know, and angels. So
why don't they come in and clean my home for me?
No, they don't do that. No, they just don't do that, Karen. It doesn't work that way. It's not happening. Yeah, I really, if you can find that angel that does that, let me know, okay?
Okay.
I've got some work for him, especially here in Studio A right now, which one half of it is against complete chaos right now. Here I am, you know, I've got to practice what I preach, but I am in the middle of cleaning it, so, you know, and I've been noticing good things happening. I even cleaned up my office this week, and people have been noticing the difference, and and it was funny is the minute I started cleaning my office, the next thing you know, there's a big announcement. Oh, we're going to wash the rugs. And today I had all my stuff waiting, and they came in and washed the rugs. I put everything down, and it looks great in there. And I was on time with my project, and I was feeling good. So there's just something about putting that energy back into yourself and your immediate environment that does bring in positive spiritual vibes. And
along the line of the feng shui thing.
Absolutely. I mean, because all matter is vibrational energy. It's when you look at an atom and you look at matter, it is a vibrating unit. And when we talk about spiritual energy and we talk about spirits, spirits are endowed with just an amazingly high vibrational rate. They're actually operating in a completely different frequency than us. And really, they're electromagnetic beings, if you will. We like to call them spirits, but they're actually, in my parlance, they're a form of life. And they're just kind of like what happens when a butterfly, emerges from a chrysalis after it's been a caterpillar. That's kind of what happens to us when we shed our bodies and move into the spirit world. We become these amazingly powerful beings, they just have this amazing rate of vibration, and that's why we have to vibrate quicker to be able to deal with them, especially in mediumship work and things like that. But when you create an environment that's higher energy for them, it's easier for them to come around. You know, it just makes sense. You know, so feng shui is along those ideas. I'm going to have to research more about that because that strikes a chord with me. I don't know much about it. I mean, I just know it's basically like an environmental philosophy.
I know a few things. Yes, it's
ooh, tell us everything you know. What's that?
You're supposed to place certain things in certain areas of your house to create certain energies in your house.
Now, there's a whole science to that then, because from what I remember, there's like people who train in it almost for just a big part of their lives is training they become very infused with knowing how and where to place a home or where to place furniture in the home or plants or, your bed or whatever, right?
Uh-huh, that's correct.
Like
certain areas of the house are for love and stuff like that. If you, like the southwest corner or something, you don't want that to be cluttered. And if you want love to come in, you're supposed to put something in that corner or, that kind of thing.
Damn, that changes everything for me. Let's see.
That's my garage.
You're sleeping in the garage, eh?
There's a lot of crap up in that garage.
Oh, God. What's funny is I read an interesting thing about, and I'm just kind of watching in case we have anybody dial in. And if anybody does want to do a soul stream, we're having a nice just conversation here, but the soul stream number is 646-478-0377. If you want to speak to a loved one on the other side, just let us know. But we're just talking about spiritual concepts and stuff and having a good time with it. It's funny. I used to sleep with my head to the north and in my little studio, and you've been in there, and it's just a tiny little postage stamp I have. But since you've last been here, I changed everything around so that I sleep with my head to the south. And what I read was that if you sleep with either your head to the east or to the south is better from what they're talking about. that it, if you're your body is aligned with your head pointing south, feet to the north, it's actually better for you. It lines your body up with the electromagnetic fields in a certain way, and you actually do better. And I've noticed I've slept better since I started doing that. So,
yeah,
you know, go fit.
East and west.
You're east and west? Do you sleep with your head to the east?
Yes.
That's supposed to, yeah.
My bed doesn't fit very many ways, so, you know, I don't really have much choice. Unless I sleep crosswise on my bed.
Yeah, it's the second best one is to the east because of the eastward rotation of the earth is kind of what they say. So, you know, I don't know. Let's see. John and Karen, you're both on the mark. Thank you both. And, John, I'm a 330 area code. Oh, so you're just dialing in. Okay, Phil, I'm going to go ahead and pop you on here. Give me a second to get over to the other computer. Here we go.
You were going to play your EVPs from Bodhi.
You know what? I think we could do that. I could bring those on. Let me see.
I'd like to hear those. Those are very good.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. We could, you know what? I've got a way to do that with the other computer. We'll go to break here right about 10:30, and then we'll bring those on. We'll play some of those. That's a good idea. Let's see. We have Phil on the line here. Phil, are you there?
Yeah, John. Thank you.
Hi,
Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm great.
Great. Yeah, it's very interesting what you folks are talking about, the different types of remedies, or not remedies, but different things that you use for cleansings. I just started doing this recently, I would say in the last couple, 3 months, and it seems to be working pretty good because, like I said, it's all positive intent. And I do ask for my angels, guardian angels, my spirit guides and Archangel Michael to protect me, and Father, Mother, God, of course, before I do any of this. And but what I was going to tell you about the wheelchair, okay, when I got this wheelchair, I wanted my daughter to, well, she wanted to see if she could sell it for me on Craigslist. Well, I didn't see any of these pictures whenever I took the pictures of the wheelchair until I put them on my computer. And when I put it on the computer, I didn't feel any energies or anything, because normally I can feel something in this house, because my house is, it was made, the original part was made in 1912, and then it was added on. And my stepfather passed away in the room where I'm sitting at now, and my mother passed away in the bedroom. Actually, I'm not going to say passed away, I'm going to say crossed over, because I don't believe that there's death. I don't. I believe that it is crossed over.
I call
and,
it going home.
There you go. That's a perfect way to put it. But that's what I just wanted to tell you, John, and I wanted to call and let you, you know, that. And I like to hear some of your EVPs. I have my headphones on for that, okay?
Okay. Yeah. I'll load up. What I've got is I've got, what I'm trying to do is the broadcast computer. I'm going to have to make a couple of changes in here now that I had that little problem on Kathy's show. Because what happened was Blog Talk has done some really wild stuff with their flash applets with the chat rooms there, and it just chews up the CPU, and that's why I was breaking up and all kinds of problems. And when I finally realized what was doing it, you know, I immediately made some changes. But I'm going to make it so that we have yet another computer in here for playing EVPs and stuff like that, so I could do that. So but you know what? I think I can make what I've got work here tonight, so we'll give it a shot, huh?
All right, very good. It was nice talking to you both, and I'll be listening to you, okay?
Okay.
Right. Thanks,
good night. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Yeah, you know, spiritual protection is funny because, you know, a lot of people, everybody's got a different need with this kind of thing. Some people like us, you know, as investigators, we go out, we're exposed to some really hostile and negative energies out there when we go out. And so we have to be extra, extra careful, you know, in protecting ourselves. And it's so hard to do. It's so hard to remember that, you know, because we're all caught up in the moment. And you need to just take that moment to just stop and everybody hold hands and say, okay, we're going in there for the highest good. We're all a team. You know, the high, you know, we're calling in the high energies to be here to protect us, and just say that prayer. And even Dog the Bounty Hunter does this, you know,
well,
when they go out.
What I do, I've taken a page out of Sylvia Brown's book, and I surround myself with white light, and I say a little prayer, and I do this every day. And I even surround, you know, the people I love and care about with them with light and ask for protection. And I just, you know, picture myself being surrounded with white light, white light of the Holy Spirit, the gold light of God-centeredness, the silver light of higher consciousness, and the purple light of spirituality. Let it bless me this day and every day, release to the light any negativity as dark smoke to be absorbed by the white light, causing no one harm. Let nothing but love and positive energy in or out of this protective bubble. And I do that every single day.
I want a copy of that. I'm going to put that in my wallet. Where did you get that? Did you make that up, or
no,
did you find
that?
No,
that's from Sylvia Brown. That's something that
Sylvia Brown?
She said to do. And then I add my own things to it also. And you can include anybody else in that, you know, just picture them with, surrounded with white light for protection also.
Yeah, you know, it sounds almost like some devotionals that you hear about. I use one in the mornings called, and I just made up my own, God, God, that's all that is. Thank you for this day. I ask that this day go well, and that all that I do is for the good of myself and the good of all. I ask for this, I ask that this all be for the higher purpose that you have in mind, and not for just what I want at the moment. I ask for these things or something better, as above, so below, so mote it be. And I made that, you know, and I vary that depending on the circumstance. Sometimes during the day I'll want something a little different, or I'll ask for other people for things for them, you know. And so it's a form of prayer, and it does work. It works very well.
Yeah, yeah. I also say like a little blessing thing too, you know.
Yeah, and Phil is saying, I read that from her book, I See Her Twice in Cleveland, and with John Holland. You know, I just, I tried to book John Holland, and I just got a kind of a, short terse note from them. He's not available to book. Try again later. And I'm like, so I sent a nice note to them and said, okay, cool. I'll try you guys in 3 months and we'll see, you know. So I figured, well, it can't hurt to be positive about the rejection, you know, so what the hell. I think I'm just going to go get famous, just as famous as him, and then I'll
say. No, at least they answered you.
Yeah. Yeah, at least I get an answer. I mean, the same thing with Chip Coffee. You know, I'm waiting on their office because, you know, I've talked with Chip in the past and dealt with him, and a real nice guy. He's kind of in a spot where he's doing a lot of travel on the road. So I'm waiting to hear back from his secretary if we can get a date later in the year to get him on. So then after the biggies.
He's doing some kind of tour right now.
But I figure, I just came back at him and said, hey, don't worry about a date. Just, you know, put it out to the future. If you want to throw it out in October, November, I'm cool with that. So I'm waiting to hear back from them on that. But, I went after all the big ones. I thought, well, what the hell? I'm going to try to get some big names in here. And I can't remember who it was, but I kind of mentioned that, you know, there's no way they'll ever be on here. And somebody in the chat room said, what are you talking about? You could get them. And so I took the advice. I mean, I listened to you guys. And so I went out and I wrote to John Edward, John Holland, you know, Chip. I've got Lisa, what was her name? Lisa something out in Los Angeles. Lisa something. I'm trying to think.
John Holland friend? She's from England.
Yeah, from England. That's it. That's the one. And then Daniel Brinkley, I've never talked to Danyan. I didn't know he was still out doing stuff. I'll have to check out Danyan, too. But, yeah, I just wanted to get some of the big names in here and start talking some of that kind of thing. I mean, I love doing the EVP and all that, and I know tonight we're not doing so much of that. We don't have any callers, for one, so we're just kind of going off and talking what we want. But the number is 646-478-0377 if you do want to do a soul stream tonight. Otherwise, you're going to listen to us have talking about spiritual stuff, man.
Or any old thing.
I'm just talking about
spiritual
stuff.
Five more days.
Oh, so you fly in, and I get off work and.
On a jet.
I'm going to have the Mustang all cleaned up for you, okay? And it'll be good. And then I've got.
Drive the truck.
What, you want to drive the truck?
Yeah.
Well, I got to get the air conditioner charged up and ready because it was funny. I went and bought $30 on this air conditioner stuff, and I was going to put it in and recharge the unit, and then that wouldn't work. So, you know, everything I've tried to fix lately, I've run into some snags. So now I'm just going to go ahead and take it out this weekend and go get the air conditioner recharged so we have air conditioning. That would be really good to have in that truck when we're going into the desert, high desert.
I don't even have it in my car, so, you know.
Oh, you could handle being hot, huh?
My air's been broken, my car. So, yeah, I've been driving around in 108-degree weather with no air.
Yike. Well,
yeah.
I'll do my best to keep both of you cool and nice in the car. So I just want to have that, and you know, but we'll have the big Ford F-150 with a covered back and all kinds of goodies in there, and it's going to be great camping out. So I'm looking forward to that. I just have a feeling we are going to meet some interesting spirits out there, and that they're not used to people. Oh yeah, Phil says do it on the low side. I tried, but the cheap, pardon my language, the cheap ass kit I bought it at what used to be Chief Auto, it fell apart in my hands, and I was like, oh, this sucks. So I'm going to take it to a professional and say, fix this dang thing. What's it going to cost me? Just I'll pay the damage. Just do it, so I can take care of the ladies in my life who are going to be in the car. So yes,
thank
I'm going to take.
Sir.
You're welcome. And besides that, I like to be cool, so I think that's going to be good. But it's really my folks truck, but I have not got – we've got a Holy Ghost out there. What the heck? Did you see that?
John,
the Holy Ghost.
Pamela. Oh, Pamela.
Pamela. Is Pamela dialing in? I'm not sure what the deal is. It looks like – well, if you're in, I can see you. Holy Ghost, John, let me in, Pamela. That's what it is. She's like explaining. Because I removed a bunch of the restrictions.
Oh yeah.
I was like, look at what in the hell is it saying over there? Oh my God. Oh hey, you want to read off the list of who we got, who we can see, at least all the visible ones out there on the surface?
Oh, I can see. Okay. We have Amethyst is here, and Blue Goose, how are you doing? And our Dominica More, she's here in Arizona with me, and Elizabeth Rose, who's also Arizona. Arizona rocks, hey. And Gerber's Daisy, and a Pamela that just came in, and Phil, who we talked to on the phone earlier, and Sapphire Rain, who that's a new one for me. Hi, Sapphire Rain, welcome. And that's
okay.
Like it right now.
And we've got probably quite a. It's always funny with Blog Talk, especially when we're not on the standard chat because of you know, various reasons, going back to May. But bottom line is, there's usually about you know, twice again as many listening that are not in chat. So to all of you, I say hi. And I see we have a caller here. I was just going to say if we were going to get a caller in. Woohoo! We got a caller. We got a caller.
Hey, caller.
We got a 719 out there, and of course I'm trying to move the wrong mouse, so let me go over here to this computer and do the magic thing with the, there we go, 719,
Hi.
You are on the air.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, thanks for answering. Who do we have? My name is Diane.
Hi, Diane.
And I'm calling from Colorado.
Oh, wow.
All right. I got family in Colorado. Or Aurora.
Yeah,
yeah, Aurora,
oh, yeah.
Colorado.
I live around there.
Yeah. And your name again, dear?
It's Diane.
Diane, got it. I'm just getting everything down here. And are you calling in for a soul stream?
I am.
All right. We got a live one. Let's ring
Yay.
The bell. Okay. We got a live one to talk to a dead one. It's cool, man.
Yay. Yeah, let's get the dead ones in here. We'll be doing good.
And I do want to, before we start, I always, this is something I got to get into the habit of, is talking just a little bit about what happens here. I mean, this is all possible because of what we do with Debbie Caruso and her son Joey and innumerable others on the other side who joined together to bring through loved ones that are trying to connect with their relatives here on this side of the veil. So this wouldn't be possible without them. And so we thank them ahead of time, as always. And, you know, so to Debbie and company, we love you guys. And thank you for keeping this up with us and being patient with us and all our imperfections.
Much
so,
appreciated.
Yep. Boy, let me tell you. Let's see. Let's get a kind of a flavor. Do you know the drill here, right, with have you heard how we work?
I know I'm familiar with mediums, but I'm not familiar with your show per se.
Okay, the way this works is it's EVP with a twist, and basically we do live EVP, and I am a medium, and I do some of that on the side, but
okay.
I seem to bring spirits through with EVP like you can't believe. I don't know what it is,
oh,
but they love me. So what
well,
we found.
Well, it's good to be loved.
Oh, it's good to be loved, and they seem to like wherever I sit, they come through. If I have a little recorder in my hand, or if I am in a studio like this, you know, with all the technology I have around me, they come through. Now, what we do is we use an FM radio to provide a raw signal that the other side uses then and changes into speech, and I run filters after the fact. So what we do is we'll record roughly 1 minute with you asking maybe 1 to 2 short questions. And what will happen is I'll do a 5 count, then I'll say go, and I shut my mic down. You'll do your question, and you do a real fast one, and you get real quiet afterwards. So you make your question short and succinct. Then I'll let the static run. You'll just hear quietness running for about probably 20, 25 seconds. Then I'll say next, and you say your next question, and then I'll wait until I feel it's appropriate to stop, and then I say, okay, we're done. So that's simple. So tell you what, let me fire up the FM here. And give a little boost there. Okay, and let me make sure we got, let me just do a quick 5 count and check that we're recording good. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, check. And let me just play that back. Yep, we're getting that. So let me go ahead and fire it back up. Okay, my dear, you got 2 questions ready, and you know who you're going to talk to, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, here we go. 5 count. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Should I be concerned about the growth on my knee?
Next.
Is there anything the horses want for me to know?
I think we had a technical problem here. I'm going to just check something. We're going to have to start that over. I am so sorry.
That's okay.
Go ahead. I think I had the adjustments wrong on my mixer here. Go ahead and just talk.
Am I asking the right type of questions, or should I be asking things specifically about the people or person that's crossed over?
No, it wasn't the questions. It was your voice wasn't coming through on the when I did that, so I apologize.
Okay.
I had the microphone
pots.
I had the pots turned down the wrong way on my mixer, and you were not. There was no question coming through. So okay, here we go.
Okay.
We'll do it again. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Should I be concerned about the growth on my left knee?
Okay, next.
Do the horses have any messages they want for me to know?
Okay, I ran that out to 50. Now, what we do is this is kind of like the process of developing film.
Right.
And,
so I hang up and listen.
No. You stay on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, because part of the story is, see, this is like a painting that's coming to life. And what we do is I will basically, while I'm getting this going, I'll ask a few questions of you, and I won't. Okay. And these are not leading questions. I'm not doing some fake leadership thing. I try to avoid anything that's going to collide or be unethical in the discussion. We just kind of do general interest. But the first thing about this growth on the knee, that's surprising to me. What's going on with that?
Well, it just showed up about 3 months ago, and I'm concerned about it, but I don't have an MRI scheduled till the end of summer, and it's kind of scaring me.
Huh? And are they? Is it something that they just don't want to move it up on the MRI schedule?
Well, I use the VA, and the system is like, it's very hard to get in and get things done in a timely manner.
Yike! Oh, so you're ex-military or?
Mm-hmm.
Yike. Okay, so we'll definitely get this looked at. Let's see. I'm going to do a couple of bits of noise removal here. And it looks like we got some stuff, so let's see what we get. Now, the way it usually works is we don't know who will come through. It's just the same as a regular medium. You just don't know who's going to be. So basically, you're talking to your guides is what you're working with here, right? Is that kind of what you were expecting?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see what they have to say here. Now, I am going to do, this is looking pretty good. Let me run one more noise removal set, and then let's just see what we get. And this should go pretty quick. Sometimes we let it run out a minute 30, and it takes quite a while, but you had some pretty specific questions, so this should be pretty quick here. And let's see how we're doing on time. We're doing great. Let me amplify this. So this growth just appeared. I mean, did you do like active duty in the Gulf or anything like that, or were you?
No,
out?
I was in during peacetime several years earlier. So, but this is just something that's come up. You know, it has nothing to do with like an injury or anything. It just sort of showed up, and I expected it to go away, you know, thinking I might have hurt myself outside or something, and instead it's gotten bigger and it hurts more. So,
yike! No injury, anything like that. You can trace that back.
I can still move it and do everything normal with a knee. I mean, it isn't like it's the pain isn't coming from some known injury. So.
Huh. Okay. Now I'm running amplification here, and let's see. It's a little more pronounced on the right, like always. So I know its big circle is doing their thing. So let's just see what they get. Let me keep going here. I'm just gonna. You had a hell of a burst here in the first part where they. I'm getting just my instinct just before I even do the listen to what they say. The instinct I have with you is that you need this bumped up.
That's
as far
what I was
as getting.
Thinking too.
Yeah, my instinct is especially with the pain thing. That's when your body's given pain signals. It does that for a reason. It's not just because it wants to. It's going, you need to fix this. You better get in there and be a perfect bit of trouble for them and make them do stuff. So I just have a feeling this deserves to get looked at a little more. No matter, whatever you have to do to get their attention, just do it.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. And it's just... And part of it is I grew up, my grandfather was a neurosurgeon, a pretty famous one. And so he always had these sayings about pain. And it's there for a reason. It's not it's not making itself up, man. It's the body's telling you stuff. You get out there and fix it. Okay, so that looks good, the first set. Let me get the second one done. And then now this thing with the horses, what's with this the horses here?
They've been really jumpy lately. I'm not sure why. They're doing things that they haven't done before, like they're tearing down fences. they're real friendly and they're very nice, but they're just doing things like something's making them nervous or uncomfortable.
Has there been a change on the property? Sorry, I jumped in. There hasn't. Do you have spirits on the property?
I do.
But it, really, now, there's been no change. There's been no construction, nothing like that?
Nothing like that now.
How about nearby?
No.
Really?
There are a lot of people moving. Everybody around me has moved. That's an indication. But no, I get orbs in my house, just tons and tons of them. And I actually had to evict them last week because they were so bad.
Oh.
I'm real sensitive to energy and feelings like that. And then when I take pictures, I'll find the orbs, and there won't be one or two. There will be 30 or 40 sometimes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and so I finally just said, you guys got to go because you're taking my energy and I can't have you staying here. And then they left, but that's something I've dealt with, you know, here for a long time.
Yeah, that's what happened with us here. I mean, I finally had to do the thing I really didn't want to do, which was to, you know, basically purify the space and kind of, you know, boot them out of there and just do it on our own. You know, when I do interact with them in person, it's on my own terms, you know.
Yeah.
This is good. I mean, you've got, they're pretty talkative, these guys. The thing that I really get a change. There's been a change on the property that has stimulated these forces. Something is different. Is this an older property?
It was built in the 70s.
Yeah, I mean, it's been around.
Well, I've been here for 2 years, and I put up fencing and stuff like that because whoever was here before just had sort of, you know, everything was sort of falling down, so I came in and straightened things up a little bit. But it's been about a year and a half since any of that took place.
So, but how long has the trouble with the horses been going on?
The last few months, just really badly for the last month, I would say.
Something is different, and I don't
know. One of
them
actually came and broke down the fence and opened the door to my kitchen, the sliding door to my kitchen.
They opened the door?
Yeah, he's a very intelligent horse, but they broke down the fence. And he knows how to open the sliding door. I think he wants to come in, but he can't. But they've just been acting really unusual, where they're kind of clingy.
I'm getting
a protection kind of thing going on.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. I'm thinking that they're either worried about you or there's something is new influences outside there that's kind of messing with you or messing it, you know, about there. And the fact you had all these orbs in there and you were saying they're draining your energy, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
I finally
put two and two together and discovered that's probably what it was. You know, when we look at our family pictures, and my mom was like, you know, maybe you should get rid of them. I thought, you know, that might not be a bad idea. And it did seem to help. There's a couple left, but nothing like it was.
I think that, did you ever consider having a paranormal investigator come in and do some EVP and try to listen and see what they had to say?
No, I hadn't thought of that. I've lived in really haunted places before, and this isn't like that. But, you know, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, it just seems to me that, because this is what we do, you'll find out things that you couldn't possibly know ahead of time. And the other thing is I would at least really check into the history of the property and go, you know, ask around and maybe, you know, just, you know, I don't know what town you're in or where you're at, but there's going to be resources and people who've been around
a lot.
Well,
you know, I'm in Florence, Colorado, and I'm right near the federal prison. And I can't help but think this whole area is affected by that. I can see it from my backyard, the Supermax.
Oh, my God.
And it's got a really unusual energy. The whole place does. There's a lot of people don't seem terribly happy around here. It's a gorgeous place.
Has there been like a lockdown? Was there a violent lockdown or anything recently?
I don't know, not that I know of. But I know that there's got to be a lot of negative energy coming from that area.
That's what I was thinking.
Boy, I would be purifying the house.
Purify the area and, you know.
Now I know why we were talking about all the purification and stuff. I mean, you're the one that needs it.
Well, in the whole area, there's the prison industry is the biggest employer in this area. There's four or five prisons. So
I would also say, you know, every day, you know, surround your whole property, you know, like in a bubble of light, You know?
I heard your affirmations, and I really like that.
Imagine your property, your whole house, everything, and the bubble of light, and make sure, you know, ask for all the negative energies to stay off your property.
Okay. Yeah, that's a very good idea, and I like that affirmation a lot.
Yeah, and I just think when they start doing this, one other just practical thing here in the physical to do, when they start doing this, walk the property line and just take a look around. Just take a look around and just scan and see if you see anything out of sorts. Something is out there. There's an external influence in the physical or in the spirit that's out there. And since you're sensitive already, you'll detect one or the other. And I just think you'll find out a lot more. But tell you what, we've got everything ready to go here. We're going to go ahead and play your first question, and then we'll just jump right in here. Now, this might blow your ears out because I amped this up a little bit. Matter of fact, I'm going to negatively de-amplify it a little bit because I don't think I want to have it. There we go. This is better. Here we go. 2 seconds to four, your question first here.
Should I be concerned about the growth on my left?
Okay. Okay, so now here we go. From about 4.5 seconds to seven. Now, the way this works is I'll play what I call phrases, and it takes about 2 seconds per phrase for me to start transcribing, and then we'll get the full message. So here we go.
Okay.
4.5 to 6.5, first phrase. Okay, it couldn't be any more clear than that. Dave and Heaven or Dave and Kevin love you. This is a spirit greeting right off the bat for you. Very strong, not hard at all to interpret.
I'll have to write that down. Dave and Kevin.
Yeah, Dave and Kevin or Dave and Heaven, something along those lines. But very, very clear, very very much a male presence. So, you know, just take it for what it's worth. Let's go ahead and try 6.5 to 8.5. Next phrase. And whoops, got to press the right key. Here we go. Okay, these are people. These are guides, first off, introducing themselves and letting you know that they're there. And I don't mean them as they, quote, your guides, but these are people that you knew, obviously,
okay,
on the other side that know you. They said you'll see them in heaven. You'll see them
cool.
in heaven. So, yeah, they're part of your world, on the spirit side. And they may be part of the ones that you were having around with the little balls of energy. Yeah.
Okay.
So 8.5 to 10, and I had to break it down just a bit shorter on this one so I can end the phrase right. So 8.5 to 10, here we go. Okay, another one. Heaven sent you. You are doing some kind of good work in a very important way, or you're following your life path and you're supposed to be doing that. You're affecting people in a good way, or going to do that in a good way, because that's when they say that heaven sent you, you got a good heart. You know, you got that great heart, and you care about people. Obviously, you care for animals. So I don't know what. I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it and
I'll
keep
just
going.
I'll start getting back into my art. I haven't done it for years, and then you know I've just got a sudden Jones going on, and I'm doing it like crazy. So maybe it does.
Yeah, well,
like
I think this. Yeah, keep doing this, because are you doing something else that helps people directly? Are you doing any kind of volunteer, or you know, is there some kind of work that you're doing with someone, or You've taken
my
a student.
My degree is in social work, but I had to back off from it because I was, you know, just taking in too many people's stuff and not knowing how to shut that off.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm not doing that right now, but that is what I have a degree in, so.
Well, you did. Did you do that for a while?
I did.
Then you've done service already, and you know this thing of that they're talking about. The instinct I get right off the bat is that you are needing to pay attention to yourself.
Okay. Well, I give writing lessons.
Oh, you do give writing lessons.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, keep doing that then, because are you enjoying it?
Oh yeah.
Well, then, you know, you found what you need to do, and then this art thing combined with that, and then your body is needing this other work done to it. So, obviously, you've got some, you need to pay attention to yourself, you know, your energy and all that. You need to get the, you know, beat up on the VA to get you, you know, some treatment on this thing and take a look at it. I get the feeling it's a big cyst or benign, you know, growth that's in there. I don't think this is bad, but it's like it needs to get looked at, you know,
right,
before it becomes something bad, so. Yeah, so...
Great, well, it was very good.
Okay, we got more to go here. 10 to 12 seconds,
okay.
Next phrase here. We got about four more phrases for the first question, then we'll move into the second one. Here we go, 10 to 12. Okay, that's good news. What they're saying is we will help with the sore knee. So,
oh,
nice. I don't know exactly how they're going to.
From all that.
I have EVP ear, and I've got a library of right around 3,500 to 4,000 EVPs, and so developed the ability to hear, and I'm also clear audience, so it doesn't hurt to have that.
Oh, neat.
But.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's just and what's funny is you'll when you play these right off the kind of like hot off the griddle, I can interpret them, but they get better as they age. There's something about the formation of EVP that as they get further along in their age, they seem to get more clear, and that's why what I do is we record this and then I can send that to you if you send me your email on my blog. Then you can get a copy of the MP3, and then you can have it,
great.
You can listen to it yourself. And I record it at 128 kilobits, which is, you know, I think CD quality or better. So you'll have a copy of it, but and you also have the show to download. Here we go, 12 seconds to 15. This is a complete phrase here. We go a little more than usual, so let's see what we get here. We'll help the legion help you, meaning there's some sort of legion, or we're talking about their term for the military. They're going to be working.
Oh, my goodness. I thought I heard something similar to that. That's great.
Yeah, it's definitely legion help you. So I would just keep your eyes peeled for somebody when you go in there who's got a little bit of awareness and can kind of catch on. I think that you're going to meet somebody who's gifted, who's going to be in there, who will be not the average walking, we're here to help people.
Yeah.
I think you'll find an actual human being with a beating heart in there, you know.
What a concept.
Yeah, and trust me, I know about the VA. My dad has had a stroke, and he's half of his care comes from VA. But I've got a mother who's affectionately we call the bulldog, and she doesn't take no for an answer. And
do that for other people, but I have a rougher time doing it for myself. So I guess that's a good indication that I need to.
All right, everybody in the chat room and who listens to the show, let's pray for Diane and make sure she gets. Everything she needs and some courage to go. What are you guys doing? Are you nuts? So, that's what I would do. You know, start pulling out that military mojo they trained you with in basic, you know.
That's right.
That's right. Let's see, 15 and a half to 18, next phrase, and then we got one after that, and then we'll move, go into the second question. Here we go. What's your face system? I know it's personal, but this has bearing.
I am more of a pagan sort of person than any organized religion. I was raised Catholic.
Okay. And I followed a similar course, okay, to you. I came through, I survived the Catholic indoctrination sessions. But I honestly, I'll tell you, despite my dislike for organized religion, there's certain parts of Christianity that do have validity that you, and this is the part where pagans kind of, they've got a lot of anger because of what happened to women in the way back when the burnings happened with witches and things like that.
I don't guess it's like that, more or less. I just kind of cherry pick with religion. Like I
there
still say
go.
The rosary. And I think more it's the people of certain organized religion that turn me off rather than what Christianity teaches.
Yeah, that's, you've got the right attitude. It's don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's the what works for you. And in this case, it says you'll get help from Jesus.
Well, I can buy that.
Yep. So you've got,
appreciate and accept that. That's wonderful.
Yep. So you've got it made. And sometimes Jesus is a hot button. Jesus is a hot button word. You know, something.
No, I think poor Jesus really couldn't be too happy about the way his name gets tossed around.
You know, it's like I loved it in the movie. Oh God, what was that movie where they kind of took great liberties with the whole creation, and it turned out Jesus was a black guy, and there was Rufus was the 13th apostle.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it. But
Monty Python kind of thing, right?
Yeah, and they had this whole
story. Was it The Life of Brian?
No, it was like...
Always Look at the Bright Side of Life.
That was good. That was a funny movie.
It had these two guys, this one that were comedians that were assigned to guard this woman who turned out she was the next savior. It was a woman instead, and the Catholic Church went crazy.
Probably right.
Yeah, and it had Ben Affleck, and they were like fallen angels, sentenced forever to God got so mad at them because they cursed him in a drunken rage, so he made them forever. They had to wander Wisconsin. That was their eternal doom. Nothing against Wisconsin, but it was just in the movie, you know.
That's a cruel fate.
Yeah.
So, and they had Buddy Jesus. The Catholic Church was losing all these people, so they came up with a new marketing model for Jesus, and it had. I'm trying to remember the name of the comedian who's passed away, and he played a bishop. And he was blessing when he first comes into the film. He's blessing his golf club, but then he goes out and he has this big thing, and he's personally been told by the Pope to introduce the new Jesus, and you know, we don't like this Jesus, the old one. You know, it looks so sad and so down, and you know, and then they bring out Buddy Jesus, and he's sitting there, and he's just this big statue with his thumb up and his wink in his eye, you know. And I just loved it. It's like, that's cool. I like that. You can
I'll
do
bet,
a
if
that.
Jesus has a good sense of humor, too.
Oh, you got to know he does. Let's see. Let's go with 18 to 20. Here we go. Final part of the first one. And there we go. Okay, You got it made, kid. He says he'll help you.
Awesome.
So you got some powerful help on the other side here.
That is wonderful. Well, let them know that I greatly appreciate this.
Well, I think they know. They're listening in now. Trust me. They're here. Believe me.
Thank you. Thank you times infinity.
Okay. Now let's see what we got in the magic here with the horses here. So we'll play your second question. Here we go. Okay, we're going to go. There is a this time it's pretty standard on our first phrase. Generally, the first phrase on an EVP when we do these shows is has a more amplitude kind of thing going. And this one's pretty forceful. So it looks like let's see what we got. 26 seconds to 28 and a half. Okay, this is another spirit that's speaking. This is not the one that we had to begin with. And it's a male. It's another male. And this says they will run from Howard or Coward. They're running. So this is an observation. Maybe even the word coward would fit. And generally when I don't know if it's a word that it's kind of a tough one for me, I'll just put question marks around it. And then I write all
this. Yeah, that makes sense. That does make sense to me. I had a neighbor that sold me bad hay, and I refused to accept it, and he wouldn't give me my money back, so I took him to small claims court. And actually, somebody actually poisoned them last winter.
Oh, no.
And
oh, boy.
I think very much, I mean, I couldn't prove it, but I really think it was this person. So I just, you know, completely ignored this person, but I do think he's very much a coward. But I found apples in the pasture that weren't eaten, so that was my first clue, and they both nearly died, so...
Well, I would check to make sure that this is not a continuing problem then. And
been a while, but yeah, I'm pretty careful.
Yeah, do that thing I was mentioning with the walk around.
I will. When you said that, I thought, good idea.
And just check for anything that looks out of the sorts and that you don't recognize it would be normal. And you may spot.
And again, it was nothing I could prove, but, you know, gut feeling goes, is worth something.
Oh, been there, done that. I know what you're saying. Let's see, here we go, 28.5 to 31.5, next phrase. Okay, this is, you really have some powerful friends, okay? This is got attention at a very high level. What they're saying is, please don't cry, sent an angel.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, so you're...
I've been
you've
really
got,
concerned oh, about them.
Yeah, oh, and Dominica says the movie's name, we have to talk about Dogma. Yes!
Oh, good. Okay. That's
yeah, you
awesome.
Got to. It was a great movie. I mean, I'm gonna have to watch that again now that I just saw it because I mean, imagine being condemned forever to walk through Wisconsin for all eternity. That's all you can ever go at. I mean, and all the and it opens up that the two angels are sitting in this airport, trying to talk this nun out of being part of the religion, and she decides. And they've just got these bad attitudes, you know. They're just like, oh, and, yeah. Yeah, it's actually quite funny, but yeah, it created mass chaos in the church. But hey, okay, here we go. 31.5 to 35.5 next phrase. It's going to be a little bit longer than usual, but I think we can make I can interpret it. Okay, it's just a little too much for me. I have to break it down to, I'm going to take it to 31.5 to 33.5. Here we go. I'll protect them. Something along those lines. I don't have a lot of confidence in that. It's not. It's about 80%. Is that what I think I was saying? 33.5 to 35.5. Next phrase. Here we go. What does the name Jeffrey mean to you?
That's my kitty that just passed over not too long ago, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Okay, it says, I will miss Jeffrey.
Oh.
So
yeah,
that's
Jeffrey.
It's funny because our kitty just, little Bitty, she just passed over a couple of weeks ago, and it's just been a tough time for us. So I'm sorry. I know what you're going through with, that. But
yeah,
but you had a cat named Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yeah.
That's pretty whacked, man.
he was bringing home a lot of bodies. They were birds, but it was about the same time. You know, like that. What was the movie with Tom Cruise? Yeah,
oh.
Brad Pitt. Oh, as vampires, don't bring the dead bodies in the house.
What did I tell you?
No corpses in the house.
Yeah, what was it? What was it? Yeah, he said, what did I tell you? And she goes, never in the house. She's like, oh, I
so,
eat it.
Yeah, his name was Jeffrey, but Dahmer got added after the 12th or 14th bird.
Well, I think that was a pretty good validation for you. So, you know, that says
it was
that,
very good.
Yeah. So that's letting things that you know that they're around. Let me see. I just want to play that again. That's really good. Oh, I moved already to over two. Okay. 35.5 to 37.5. Here we go. Next phrase. It's a really tough read on this one. You would think it sounds clear, but it's really tough because it can mean several things. But it sounds like I'm with Jivan or I'm with Steve-on, but it's something. It sounds like that. And so, I'm going to have to surround the whole question as a question, just question marks on this one because I really can't tell. But it's like I'm with a Jivan or a Steve-on or something like that. You know, it's just it's a difficult one.
A fiance that died.
What?
Ken, it was a fiance that was killed in a car accident.
Oh, and what is his name? Ken?
Uh-huh.
Let me play that again, see if I can. It could be because I'll tell you, spirits have a kind of a musical sing-song way of speaking.
It almost sounds like Keon to me.
Yeah, I'm it could be key on, and it could be that that's just the way the spirit is speaking, and it could be Ken, but I'm not going to go 100% on that, but
sure.
It's
yeah.
But it's pretty interesting that it would be that it could very well be Ken that it's trying to say, and it's just saying in its own unique way. But I mean,
yeah.
I'm not going to validate it completely, but
sure.
Wow, that's I think what they're trying to do here is give you validations that yes, this is all very real, and they're trying to come through.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that over time that might come out a little more as this thing seasons up. But let's
it
just see.
It sound like John, sort of like that. You know, like
Yeah, it's. Let me just zero in on that. I'll just come back to that real quick. Here we go. I'm a with the blonde.
Well, maybe that's Ken.
That's what it's saying. I finally realized, like, wait a minute. Tell me that. It's
the blonde.
Who's the blonde?
Let's see.
Who's the blonde?
I am.
Oh, I'm making notes. Okay, who's with you there?
Yeah.
Are you blonde? Are you blonde, or is there like a blonde person?
No, I have Auburn here.
You have Auburn? Well, there's
yeah.
a blonde. Okay,
I
think
that.
What
about one of your horses?
Well, I had a Palomino, but I don't have him anymore.
Is the Palomino blonde?
That's blonde to me.
Yeah.
Well, so if he's passed, doesn't it stand to reason that if he's...
Well, he's still alive, though.
He's still alive?
Uh-huh.
Well,
so the spirit is then saying he's with the blonde.
Okay.
He's really telling us that he's there, right?
You know what, that might be funny because one night I had a dream that he was with a blonde, and this was, so, you know, that could be a joke because I was teasing him saying, you know,
well,
you cheated on me last
say,
night.
Well, we're stretching it here, but yeah.
Well, no, it was a running joke because I said, you cheated on me last night, and he said, but I was here all night, and I said, no, you were with a blonde.
Oh,
so
you, this was Kent?
Joke.
This was Kent.
Yeah.
This was Kent.
That was a joke
about?
That we had because of the dream that I had. I was like, it was so real. You were with a blonde.
Well, that makes more sense to me then.
It
then that's a validation.
Yeah,
oh,
I didn't
yeah.
think about that at all until, you know.
I was with a blonde.
Because I was teasing him. He says, how could I have gone with anyone else? He said, I know. I saw everything. I was a dream.
Oh, God.
So maybe he went with the blonde. That's interesting. That is a good validation, uh-huh. though. You're absolutely right.
Well, I think what it
That's
is.
That's one of those that would have
yeah.
hit me later.
Yeah, he's poking fun at you. He's having a good time. I finally learned. Oh, God. So he's hanging out with you. No, Ken's with you. He's around.
Yeah, I've had. He's actually made contact a couple of times. It was really fun.
Well, he did it again, and you're going to be dreaming tonight. If it were me, I would go dye my hair blonde just to see what he'd do.
He always had a wonderful sense of humor. He was a riot. So that would make sense. That would be his sense of humor.
Okay, let's see. I think he's going to keep going here. Let's try 37.5 to 40.5. Let's see what we get with this one. Okay, slightly more clear voice. I'm unsure if it's a different one than the prior one, but this voice is, these are all helpful messages. You have a lot of powerful friends. I think that's what a lot of these orbs were around you. I think
mm-hmm.
you had a lot of help, and you did. I'd give them like a place they could be that in the house that they could be near you, but not like right at you. I would like
I
lay down the law.
Okay.
Yeah, just tell them they can go there. But this one says, "Stay in here, trying to help you."
I think someone
really
would have
nice.
Yeah, see, you got powerful spiritual energies running the whole gamut of you know, from the top of the CEO pile right down to, you know, animal spirits and you name it. I mean, they're all there with you. You know, you're a good heart.
How wonderful to hear.
Yeah, I mean, they're really working with you here. 37.5 to 40.5. Oh, wait a minute, I just did that. Duh. I'm a blonde. Oh, okay. I'm actually all gray-haired now. I'm a brunette, but I might as well think I'm one. Let's see, 40.5 to 42.5. Karen's going to, Karen will kill me now. Karen's blonde.
You have more blonde moments than I do. What are you talking
about? Look at me, teasing blondes.
Oh, God. Here we go. Okay, we got another name, and this is a fair amount of confidence, but it could be, it sounds like NG, like Benji is going to help you. Benji's going to help you, or something like Benji, okay? So I don't know that, you know, if that's a name that means anything to you, or a name that sounds like that is around you, or has been with you.
Not right offhand, but, you know, I'll think about it, see if there's anything that sounds like it.
Yeah, think about it. It's, this is one of those ones I do think that 2 weeks from now you're going to go, what the? You know,
exactly.
It's just,
I probably will.
Yeah, it's like a Benji or
something that sounds like that.
Yeah. So, but it's pretty clear that it was really clear that it was that's the name.
Okay.
And let's see. Here we go. 42.5 to 45. Next phrase. Here we go. Okay, very much big on names. Somebody named Cummings is with me, Ty Cummings or Ty or Die, something like that. Ty Cummings is with me, so I don't know who that is, but that's the name, and it's or a name that sounds something like that. So
okay.
Back-to-back validation on names, but and I'm not sure that you know who these people are.
No, but I am writing it down because, you know, maybe it's somebody that's coming up, too.
I would get feeling of
somebody coming in.
I'd get a feeling distant relative or somebody, an acquaintance, or somebody that you don't remember right off the bat. But just, or it could be somebody that's related to the property that you've never met but has been working with you. So just, you know, just keep those names written down. And I have a feeling they're going to crop up. So, you know, just
I'll bet
watch.
They will.
John,
yeah.
Do you get a feeling any of these names might be spirit guides?
When it says something like Benji and then Ty Cummings, I mean, I don't know.
More like a one-name kind of thing, huh?
They tend to be more exactly that. They tend to be more one-namey kind of deal. And they'll, you know, it's just these sound and feel to me like people who have lived or maybe not even, you know, one of them, Benji, might even be an animal.
Sound like an animal, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Sure does. Yeah, it's like there's something you've got like a regular Pied Piper kind of thing going with you, you know.
it's really cool, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
you're really cool.
As long as they're good, then I'll keep them coming.
Yeah.
The reason why I asked John is, you know me, you know, I don't do this thing that much, but I'm just getting this really feeling, and I'm just feeling like she's got a lot of angels, like those orbs she was talking about, or a lot of angels, spirit guides, and stuff are around her. If that's
yeah.
what they are.
Yeah.
The orbs and that are her angels and spirit guides, and they're around there to help her.
So that's nothing to fear then. Okay.
No, there's no, absolutely around you right now, there's no fear. The only thing is that that seems to be a threat in the outside is, and it's, is there something with these horses? And so the fact you have like an army of these people all jumping to your side right off the bat, I think it's a good thing. It's going to be a combination thing. It's, they're going to be guiding you kind of to trust your instincts and when to walk out there and catch whatever's going on here.
Right. Yeah, this has been very helpful.
Yeah, trust your instincts. When they lead you, they're going to do that. You're going to get that feeling in your stomach that you need to go out. Just do it. Put your coat on and head out, you know. Okay, here we go. We got two more phrases left to go, and I think we got it. 45 to 48. Here we are. Okay, this is a really, it's the loudest one in this whole set. It says, let's help bury him. And I immediately got the feeling of this guy that you've had the trouble with. I don't think this is over. Okay?
Okay.
Let's help bury him. I mean, this...
I'm all over that. He needs to be caught if that's the sort of person that he is. I just can't imagine. I mean, he can be mad at me, but don't hurt animals. It's just never okay.
Yeah, this is, that is absolutely, that was, there was no doubt what was being said. Let's help bury him. And so that was the first thing that cropped to mind. The final phrase here, 48 to 50 and a half. Here, you know, let's see what we get. Okay, and they're not even, they're not like mad at him, but they're saying, let's help bury him, show him to the light. And that's the final thing.
You know
what
I thought I heard? Don't turn the light off. Don't turn off the light for the horses.
Probably go with that too, because now here's the thing about EVP. Everybody hears something different, and there can be multiple messages in there and stuff that you need to hear. I mean, I go through and interpret and do a pretty good job of it, but I'm not perfect. And not only that, you know, there's just these multiple encodings in there. So
yeah, that was the first one I heard clearly, completely clearly.
Yeah. If that's the case, then do exactly what that said, because that's speaking to you. Okay, so
wow.
You know, it's definitely this is an art form, and the science all one. And on top of that, it's got personalized messaging from the other side that just does these amazing things. So I would do that. You know, you definitely turn the light on and do things that make sense to do. Now I'm recording this right now. I'm going to save this session.
I can't thank you enough for this. It's been really incredibly helpful.
Well, I'm glad we could help. You know, it's definitely one of the more bright readings I've had in a while, despite that little thing with this guy that's messing with your animals. But you got some good mojo. Yeah, you got good mojo around you. You know,
yay!
I would sleep tonight and say a prayer and say thank you guys. And
I will.
The thing I get told right off the bat, too, just before I let you go, I see a shiny copper penny being left in your kitchen or something like that in the next day or two. That'll be like the final.
Okay.
So I'd be watching for some validation. They're going to move something. I just saw a penny, which is my symbol for them moving something. So
well, that happens
a
lot.
Okay, well, they're going to do something.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think they're going to do it just to kind of go, that was us. Okay. So let us back in the guest. Yeah, but
wonderful.
Put them in the guest room. Yeah, put them in the guest room and you know, let them go have all the guest room time they want, you know, and then they can come with you. Yeah. So. Okay, Diane.
Get the dusters. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Should I email you with my email address?
Yeah, just email my Blog Talk account with that, and I'll send that out to you.
Okay, and bless you both. Thank you so very much for what you're doing and for helping everybody, because I know you are.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Good
night.
Oh, she's a sweetie.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That just kills me with that, the horse thing. I mean, to somebody to do that to horses is just get a rope.
Yeah.
You know, paste pecani sauce, get a rope. Yeah, you're gonna wish we used pecani sauce, buddy. We're gonna use something else. Yeah.
Let's
gasoline. Gasoline, and I got the match. You like pain? You mess with, don't mess with my horse. Yeah. But it was funny, my grandfather, my great grandfather, Alan Stanley, and his name's AJ. And he was a famous lawman. He used to ride horseback from about near Paradise down to Reno. He'd go over the mountains and then come back and head west and head into pretty much my area here, Placerville area, and then he'd ride back north. That was his circuit, and he rode horseback. And he got into a fight with there was an Indian that he got into trouble. This Indian was getting into trouble. He was drinking, and this guy skinned my grandfather's horse alive.
Oh.
I mean, it was absolutely horrific. And
it
ticked my grandfather off so bad. I mean, he had to put the horse down, you know, because it was so alive when he got to it. And this guy did that on purpose to just send a message that, you know, nobody was going to mess with him kind of thing. And my grandfather tracked him across two states to get him. And, you know, and he was a federal officer, you know, so he could do that. And he went after that guy, and he caught him in a barn. This guy knew my grandfather was after him, and he got to a barn, and it ended up he was skinning, in the process of skinning another guy's horse, when my grandfather caught him in the barn, and he drew a weapon on my grandfather first, and my grandfather shot and killed him. This is my great grandfather. So he blew the guy away and saved the horse. They saved the second horse, thank God. You know, the animal was, they were able to sew it up. But this guy was seriously demented. I mean, he was out there. He got on the firewater, and boy, he, not good, you know. But, it kind of reminded me. I mean, that's why we've got a real thing in our family about horses, and you don't do that kind of thing to them. So a guy that would poison horses, coward is the least of the words I have for him, you know. So I just have a feeling that Spirit's going to be watching that one. And Diane, I you know what, I did commit a great sin here. I did not read back the full transcript for you. So if you're still listening, here we go. I'll and then download this show for sure after it gets up on archive, so you have a copy of it right off the bat. It says here, Dave and Kevin love you. You'll see them in heaven. And then it says, very interesting, I've never seen this before. It says, heaven sent you. And then it says, we're going to help you with a sore knee. We'll help the Legion help you. And then it says, you'll get help from Jesus. And then he says he'll help you. Jesus says he'll help you. Then into the second question, they will run from Howard, what I thought was Howard, or coward, and it made sense to you about the coward thing. Please don't cry. We sent an angel. Very clear, very tender. It says, I'll protect them. I will miss Jeffrey, or something like Jeffrey, that name. And it was Jeffrey, because Jeffrey Dahmer, the cat. How many times do we have Jeffrey Dahmer on the program? Okay. Anyway, scary, but at least it was a nice kitty, you know. Let's see. I'm with the blonde, which I think was Ken, the fiance Ken, who was coming through, trying to, and I think Ken is one of the ones figuring close to her, being around her. So he's like staying around her, staying here trying to help you. Benji's going to help you. And then Ty Cummings is with me. So the more I think about this, Diane, what I think is happening here, Ty Cummings, or Ty, whoever this is, and Benji are related to something that is with Ken. So you may want to talk to Ken's family and find out more about that, because I think these names all relate. Then it says, let's bury him and show him to the light. So there you go. That's the full painting here that we've got for your soul stream with us tonight. And we had a great time tonight. I do see a Skype number. Now, I'm really leery of having a Skype number call in because of the first thing that it happens is usually we have some nutcase on there. So I'm going to take a risk.
Worst you can do is hang up.
Yeah, I'm just going to see. Okay, Skype caller, you're on the air.
Yes, hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, wonderful. No, I'm not a Skype caller. I just blocked my number. I just wanted to tell you that I love listening to your show, but I don't like how I have to go, like, usually, ordinarily, with the chat rooms, I can just go ahead and join and, you know, go ahead and bullshit. But I got to go through all this stuff, and then I got to log in, and it makes me a little suspicious. Not that I'm...
You know what? I'm not going to go there. I mean, it's just... that's just, you know, if you don't like that, there's no suspicion here. I mean, there's nothing to worry about with the show, trust me. So, you know, I'm sorry about your problem, but, you know, I'm not going to go there. So, goodbye. And basically, the reason we go here with the chat room we have is because, number one, we had a lot of trouble with a couple of radio shows back in May. That created all kinds of troubles, and we had a whole lot of trouble also with trolls that would come through. This gives me a lot more control, having the chat room we have just to answer the question. But it kind of, when it kind of goes into that whole thing of the negative thing and drawing it down, no, we're not going to go there. This show is about positive stuff, and we're going to stay that way. So I did. My instincts were right. There was just something there that wasn't.
I don't understand why she thought it was hard. You have to sign into anything.
Yeah, well,
it was kind of
leading down a road. I wasn't sure where it was going, and it's just better just to, you know, she got her point across. We answered the question, and that's where we go from there. But I don't know. There was a lot of. It's funny because I've got security software that I've written into the chat room, and I know what cities they're coming in from, and I kind of watch that. Like Pamela, you know, she was kind of lumped in there with some of the ones that I knew were coming in, the trolls that were coming in, and so I opened it back up, and a lot of people don't realize that it's easy to trace back where folks are coming from. And I've had in the last several days, I've had quite a few hits coming in from the same old spots in Texas and wherever else. So I've been waiting for this kind of thing to come through and watching and seeing. And sure enough, I think that might have been one of them. So I don't know. You know, I'm not going to be
just the nature of the business, you know.
It is the nature of the business. And, you know, it's funny. A lot of the shows that are trying to do the right thing are having the same troubles with trolls coming through and that kind of thing. So, you know, I've heard just too many other hosts going through the same stories. And, you know, I took this course because it's like what happened with, you know, my friend Christine with CJEVP. She is, you know, she used the exact same package I did. And, you know, it's a simple system. It does its thing. You can log in, do your thing, and speak, and yet I have some control over what's going on. The trouble with Blog Talk, and you know, God bless them, but the trouble with Blog Talk is that there is hardly any protections that go on in the chat room. You can't ban easily, permanently, users that, you know, you would know who their identity is. You can't go in and just say, I don't want anybody in the chat room who is not logged in. So, I've talked to John Sweet about it. You know, I mentioned it when I was talking to him during the troubles we were having. And I said, hey, you know, it's, come on, you know, you got to do better with the security system you got, you know. So, yeah, I can do a reading if she dials in. We got a 111 coming in here again, so I don't know who that is, but is that the same Starry Eyes? Is that the one that dialed in? Because I didn't even get a name out of this gal. So let's see. Let me see what we get back from Pamela here. Do you know this person, Pamela, who's trying to dial in? Just waiting to see here. What was your instinct on this, Karen?
Oh, on the caller?
Yeah.
The one?
Yeah,
Diane,
the one we just had.
You mean the Diane?
No, the one that just the one we had.
The one you just hung up on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you feeling kind of the same way I was?
I don't know. I thought it was a little strange because I don't know what there was to really complain about trying to log in to a chat room.
Yeah, it's just
Blog Talk. You have to log in to chat room. You just put your name in. How hard can that be? Why would you about that?
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. If she dials in, Pamela, I'm going to be looking for anything other than a 11111 because I've got it looks like they're back, you know. So if she's not dialing in yet, I could fit her in, and if
we
did a single question,
right?
Yeah, we got 15 minutes. So I'm going to hang up on this.
Yeah.
I'm going to hang up on that 111 that was just out there again dialed in. So if the other one dials back in, I'll be watching for this next one to dial in. So just let me know. But anyway, you know, we've had a great night. I mean, boy, what is going on with – I'm seeing this Torque user come in. Hi, Torque. You keep coming in and out. I'm just wondering what's going on. Oh, I don't know her. She's just in chat. Okay, so – well, I'm going to wait for to see – hands up again with a 111. I'm going to try it again, and we'll see who we got. And if I see it, if we have another trouble with it, I'll just hang up, and I won't take any more 111s.
Oh,
okay, here we
go.
Hello?
Yes, hello. No, I shouldn't be 111, but I'm just wondering, like, when I call in here, there is, like, no regular chat room.
Because I explained that. The reason I went off the regular chat room and Blog Talk is because we had trolls who were coming through creating all kinds of trouble.
Oh, I understand. Yes, I do, because I have a lot of psychic friends, and they're having the same problems.
Yeah,
and
that's what so I was a little really skittish with you because of the 111.
Oh, I understand. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I always block my number because I don't know you, and that's why I did, and you don't know me. So,
right.
You know, I wasn't being ignorant, but it's just it's a shame, you know, because bad people ruin good things. You know, a lot of time, ordinarily I could just log in and I go into a chat and I start bullshitting and blah, 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 you know. And this was just a little bit different, and I was a little bit leery about, you know, how all of this, you know, just the same way you are as me, you know, but.
Well, it's the bottom line. I mean, what ends up happening in this, you know, with the internet, it's
mm-hmm.
basically a case of we were having people from all over the world come in and stirring it up. And I just decided, you know, because I do computer work for a living, and I do security
uh-huh.
programming for a living. That's what I build security systems. That's what I do. And so you're in really good hands when you come into my chat room.
Oh, okay,
so,
great.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
it's sad
you're all
because, you know, I have a wonderful man who has, you know, many chat rooms, and, you know, he's a light worker, and here we got a voodoo practitioner and dark arts people just wanting to flank him because he gets into angels. So it's a shame. So I understand what you're going through, but it's just like you said, they don't have a, you should have a, be able to have a boot program to where you just boot people out and this and that, but when you do that, see, I don't know how that works, if they want more money to do that, and it's just a shame.
We have
evil
a good
set.
Boot button.
Yeah,
that's
we
good.
Have,
yeah,
yeah, we've got boot, but I also have logs, and I'm able to do a lot more than what I could do with Blog Talk.
That's great.
So I can analyze that, and I look, and what I do is I screen out non-U.S., except for I am going to open up to Canada, but I
mm-hmm.
screen out pretty much all the other countries in the world because I really don't, they just don't need to listen in.
Yeah.
And I control the I can control the audience with a fine tooth comb in a lot of ways. So
yeah, it's just a shame because you have such a wonderful program, and you know, with the rest of the paranormal shows, you log right in the chat, and with this one, it's just not that easy. And I just hope that people understand.
Yeah, they do. It's the bottom line right now is we're giving it time, and I'm hoping that Blog Talk will fix this.
I hope so.
Yeah, it's just something that we've had to take this course. I didn't want to do that, but
I ran
into someone who was so crazy and completely out of her mind that I just said, I'm done with this, and the chat room became a distraction, and it was actually dragging the show down. So this pretty much brought the audience that wanted to be in the chat with us, and I can kind of boot who we need to boot, and we've got some controls, so that's all it was.
Yeah,
and,
I know exactly what you're going through, because this guy who has this one chat room, he has beautiful gifted mediums, psychics and mediums who come in all the time, and this woman just comes in there and just, you know, running Michelle White Dove down, running this person down, and it's a shame because, you know, he doesn't need that.
Yeah, it's definitely.
He is the same person.
They hunt in packs, and we've seen a lot of that. But
yeah.
The bottom line is, I have a means of being able to deal with it.
And ambush the light workers.
Yeah, and, you know, there's people that operate on the dark side doing their thing and, you know, whatever. But,
well, you're not lying.
You know, yeah, but we're doing a good thing here, and, yeah, look what we did tonight. So, but thank you for calling in.
And thank you for being nice.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, God bless you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, and let's see, we have 734. You got about 9 minutes. 734, you're with us?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi.
Debbie. I had lost my husband about 9 years ago, and our daughter is going off to college here in August, and she has just really been missing him lately, and I don't know, I won't.
The first thing I get immediately is that he's around. He is, boy, I'm just losing my voice here. He is around her, sensing that very strongly. Has there been any activity around the house or feelings like he's around?
She has, I think, felt him around quite a bit lately.
Okay, so he's trying to communicate. And he wants to get through. How long has he been gone? Is it like in the last 3 to 4 years?
Nine
years. Okay.
Yes.
Did he? Was it a sudden passing?
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm not doing this. I won't have enough time to do a soul stream, but but I'm just going to go on pure medium right now, and I'm supposed to practice because I'm not practicing. I'm just getting into this. But the instincts I have is that he's definitely, and he's around you. I mean, have you been feeling him around too?
Sometimes I think, in the other house that we lived in, I kind of used to catch a glimpse of his, kind of just a shadow of him in the upstairs hall and in the foyer. Sounds silly, I know, but
that's not silly. That's when they're doing that, that's generally an indication that they're around. Now, what you could do is, the first thing you do is when you sense them, is start talking to them, and then ask them to do things like bring a penny in. I was mentioning a penny earlier on. Bring a penny in, have them put a penny where you know it's them that's doing that, and get a little communication system going on. There's other things that they'll do. They'll influence animals. They'll influence nature. They'll do things with the smells of roses, smells of favorite things, colognes. You could ask him to do the things that would let you know for sure it was him, like the smell of something he liked to wear, or the smell of his unique smell that only you would know. You know, so I mean, that's the kind of way you can get a dialogue going with that.
John,
Yeah.
Are you getting anything with a picture, involving a picture?
Well, I got the name Walter, but I don't know what the Walter's about, but I got a, it's at least a W name, but I just
know,
saw
Walter. I just thought strongly as, again, every time I'm with you, these things happen, of a picture, like of him, and it's being moved. That just,
was are you seeing,
I had to say that.
Are you seeing it like turned or?
Yeah, like it's like he's moving it a little bit or something.
And ma'am, what's your name?
Debbie.
Debbie?
Mm-hmm.
And did so he, 9 years ago, what was his name?
Gary.
Gary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he died on our boat from a sudden heart attack in front of our kids.
Oh my God.
And it took 911, couldn't find the marina, and it took 45 minutes for 911 to get there, and my daughter was only 9 at the time.
So she's got a really bad memory with this whole thing.
Yeah.
Did she ever get any counseling or, you know, I mean, I know you worked with her, but.
Yeah, and actually I think I kind of knew it was going to happen, and it's funny because probably a year or so before it happened, we had watched something on TV together as a family about, you know, leaving pennies or coins or whatever. And my daughter said to him, Dad, leave me quarters. And it was funny, but for the longest time after he had died, I mean, there were just quarters on the floor here, there. It, just really bizarre.
Well, you know, she can, you know, number one, I mean, this format that we do here is not unique to me. I mean, it's, you know, this is something you can actually do for yourself. You can actually do EVPs and try to see if he would come through for you. That's one way to get more direct evidence. You know, you're literally becoming a paranormal investigator at that point, but it's with a motive of talking to family. But the symbology, if you get good books on mediumship, and especially family mediumship, talking about the special symbols that you can do to connect to loved ones, that's the kind of thing that really will help. And in her case, she just never got over this. You know, it's just eating at her like a, you know, and she needs more than just what a family can do. She needs a counselor to step in too and really help her get past that, because I think that's what he's wanting too. It's just he's done everything he can do. You know, he's going to be a parent no matter what, even on the other side. He's just without a body. And but this is a serious thing, you know, and it can lead to other behaviors that you really need to be able to nip it in the bud as much as you can now, you know. So the fact that she's going off to college like this and she's still got this gnawing thing going on just concerns me.
It just seemed to have started again in the last couple of months. You know, everything seemed to be fine for a long time. Excuse me. And then for some reason, just everything seemed to start reminding her of her dad or something, you know, on that line.
Oh, it's changed.
Yeah, it's the reason is because she's getting ready to change around. She's going to be away from you. The whole parental, it's like an earthquake hitting her life, and she's worried about you, not being around you. And then this whole, here's this unresolved thing going on in her heart. It absolutely makes sense, you know. I'll tell you what, I'm going to keep you on, too, because we'll run into archive, but it's 11:28 here in Pacific time. So this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. I'm just going to go ahead and let the show run it right out into stream. Let the stream run out, and we'll just continue into archive. But let's see. We have Blue Goose, Castle, Kathy's Distant Echoes. Kathy is our boot master. We have Debster, Dominica More, and we have Gerber Daisy, Pamela with the Holy Ghost, Karen, who's my co-host here, and Vicodan. And all the others who are listening in, God bless you. Thank you for being part of the show tonight.
Good night, everyone. Blessings to all.
But let's go ahead and continue. let's see. So why would I get Walter? Is there a Walter involved in your life or something?
No.
A W name? I mean, I got this. It very clearly came through Walter.
No. I had remarried a few years ago, and he was also widowed 8 years ago.
Okay.
And, I mean, and it's, but it's been like a really a godsend situation, because they're very close, my husband and my daughter, and
well,
relate so much to each other's loss.
He can help her through, as but only after, I think, you know, and he's doing that, but I think it's going to help with the even more after the you know, trying to get her to look at this with a professional, so a little bit of professional help. And I would just really push for that. And I'm going to stick with this Walter thing. I'm going to challenge you. It's going to hit in about 2 weeks. Somewhere that name's going to come up. I don't know how, but that name is there. I don't know who this is, if this is the person that's going to help her or what, but Walter is in this picture, this Walter name. And when it came through that strong, I trust it. So, you know, this this could be the person that helps her.
Okay.
You know, and yeah, so, you know, but I just wasn't sure who. I mean, I thought it was your husband or whatever, but it's like, it's there. So it's definitely, it could be you know, somebody at the school who's going to be a resource, or it's going to be a counselor before she goes or whatever. But I would definitely jump all over this with her and try to get her to understand. I mean, and obviously you've come to terms with it. You've dealt with it, and you know, now you're married again and all that. But, I mean, how are you doing? How are you feeling with all this?
I feel bad for her. You know, I do. I feel bad for her. And, you know, we've gotten books by Dr. Brian Weiss, and I think some of that does give her comfort. And she seems to be turning more towards spirituality to deal, I think, with these sorts of things, which I'm glad about.
Well, you know,
anybody you could recommend else to read, or
I would read anything by John Holland. I'd read anything by John Edward. You know, get any books on loss. You know, the loss of what in the heck.
Hello?
Well, I think we just lost John.
Oh.
I thought I was the one that got lost, but it's him.
Well, maybe her father didn't like what he had to say. Just kidding.
But everything just went off, too.
Oh.
I lost my chat. I lost everything. Oh, well.
Well, I'm gonna look into a couple of those other authors. We have quite a library of books on the subject, but none by those authors. So I will try that, and
yeah,
I will tune in again.
Yeah.
How often is this program on?
Well.
Show going here.
Oh, there he is. He's back. John? Well, he usually has his soul streaming on Thursday night. But
hello?
John?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. This is all messed up. Hang on, guys. I'm going to turn some things down here. I had the backup line going. When I accepted the call from Pamela, it screwed up the whole, my computer connection. So I'll just come on here.
And so I can still talk to you guys. Hey, that backup phone worked out. So anyway, sorry about that, guys.
She was just asking when you have your shows.
Oh, we do the shows let's see, you know, tonight, of course, on Thursday nights, 9:30 to, 11:30. And then sometimes I do special shows for, especially when people have a need. You know, if somebody really needs it, then I'll just schedule one up and we'll have them on special to do a soul stream just for them. And, you know, that I would be more than willing to do that if your daughter wanted to come on with you and do that. We could set a time.
What time, how do I want to put it? What part of the country are you in? Because here
I'm in Northern California. I'm out near, not too far from Sacramento.
Okay, that's why you threw me off with the time then. Okay. because I'm in Michigan.
Okay. Well, what we could do is, I can I'll give you my email, and then we can go back and forth and get a time worked out. I could even do a private one if you want to do a private session. We could work that out and have her on and work together.
Well, she's usually up very late. She just doesn't happen to be home tonight. For she's at a friend's house tonight. But Thursdays from
Thursdays from 8 o'clock Pacific or 9:30 Pacific to 11:30 Pacific. Then on Sundays from 8 to 9:30, I have my regular interview show. But I can also do a special show, or I can do a private call, and there's no charge for it. I mean, I don't charge for private stuff either. It's just our pleasure to help, And you could do something like that if you wanted. So.
Okay, I'm looking for a pen here. Here it's 2:30 in the morning, so.
I'm glad to help. I really am. I was like horrified. I was like, my friend Pamela called me in, and I was like going, it screwed up the computer. I'm going, oh no, that poor lady. I want to help her. And I totally forgot. I was like panicking. I'm going, oh no, wait a minute. I've got a backup phone. What am I doing?
I do think that this would be something that would be good for her. So what is your email?
Okay. Yeah, it's John, J-O-N, dot. Just a period, dot, Almada. That's A-L-M as in Mary, A-D-A, at gmail.com. John.Almada@gmail.com.
Okay. Great. And I will email you tomorrow. And And I'll remind you who I am. And that would be great if we could do something for her, because I do think it would really help.
I think she needs it. Yeah.
Yeah, we had done EVPs in the past, but there's just so much that comes out on those tapes, and the one in particular sounded like there was a cocktail party going on. And I'm not kidding. I mean, and not vaguely. I mean, like, I think it's somewhere in my office downstairs here. I still have the tape. But it's just, I mean, and she's pulled it out for friends in the past over the years, but it's just absolutely bizarre. I mean, it just literally sounds like there's some kind of cocktail party going on. So that was the last time that she wanted to do that. So I'll have to ask her where that particular tape is, because that one was just, even I wasn't ready to do that again for a long, long time after hearing that.
Yeah, well, I just have a strong feeling there's going to be, I'll do my best to help remotely, but I also feel that there's going to be this pivotal figure is going to come in, and it's going to be a W name. I got the Walter thing, but it's W, at least it'll start with a W, but I just have a feeling that, hopefully I'll be a catalyst and do something that'll be good and get a direct message through. I mean, we'll do a soul stream, right there for her. And if you want to be in on it too, feel free. And we'll just work with, we'll work with it. So my pleasure.
Yeah, and any, advice you want to give her, as long as she's 18. So if it comes from anybody other than her mother, it's probably a good idea. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've got a father who had a major stroke, and he was a world class rocket engineer, and I followed in the business, and I do computer work in the same company, but the father I had on August 6th, 2007, and the one I had the next day are two different people. So my dad died in a way, okay, so. I went through all the same grief that you would have with the death, and then I get to do it again when he really, really leaves us. So we have this, we've been through this, and it's a rough thing, so I know somewhat the pain that she's feeling, with a parent, having had my parent go through some, a really tragic thing like this too. And it's just... the thing I get is he's absolutely staying around. He's not really, he's crossed over, but he comes back in visitation because he's so worried about her. And he's okay with you, but it's just this, this overall sense of terrible concern for her that's keeping him there. And she's just not letting go, you know, and that's keeping him here earthbound too somewhat. So he goes and he comes back and he goes and he comes back because he can't let go of her because she's, you know, he's a father. That's his love for her is paramount, you know.
Yeah,
so,
and I wonder too if maybe some of this is guilt on her part because she does have such a good relationship with my husband and that. You know,
I don't know. It's just the horror of having seen your daddy go. You know, that's what happened to me when I walked in and my father was seizing, you know, and going. And then we've been through the drive. We did a 110-mile-an-hour drive with my dad and my mom doing CPR and my dad in the back seat with CHP escort all the way to the hospital. You know, so it's you just don't. Yeah, you know, it's a tough thing. I had to go get counseling after that one. That one, I was a basket case, and you know, and I'm a tough guy, yeah, but I had to go talk to him about, you know, how's it, you know, it's one thing for me to be psychic and all these other things. It's another, you know, when you're watching your dad die, you know, and get brought back. I mean, what just happened? And they helped me through. You know, my company paid for it, and it was the best thing I ever did. But you know, the work we do with this, you know, the work we do with this is also helpful. And so I'll do my best. I mean, if she, maybe it'll get her listening and she can act on it.
Well, I would really appreciate it. I do think that, and I know she'll be interested, and I do think it would help. And I think if nothing else, you know, it kind of helps validate her feelings and the fact that, you know, you don't just disappear, you know, it's a law of physics, you know, energy just doesn't.
Yeah, no, it's he crossed, he was surprised when he crossed, you know, but you know, then his concern turned to all of you, and you know, of course he was around for a long time and you were seeing bits and drabs of him around, but you know, that lessens over time, except for the fact that she's a very powerful spirit. She's got a lot of energy. There's some anger in there too, and you know, and I'm not even sure that she's angry at him. She's angry at the situation, and she just doesn't know what to do. I mean, her poor little heart's in a binder, and she doesn't know what to do about it. So, yeah, I mean, we'll do our best with it. I just why don't I get to number three? Do you have three children?
No, I have two, and now I have four. I have two stepchildren.
Did you have a third? Did you have a miscarriage? I'm sorry to ask.
No, no, just.
Huh. Okay. Well, I got three. What is there something with March? Is there anything in March, third month, or the third day?
No. Well, March 4th actually was my grandmother's. Birth date, and I was pretty much raised by my grandparents. But my grandma was very psychic.
Well, all I know is I was getting this big three, and I was going, I better ask about it, because I'm not sure. I'm still learning. I have to admit, I am a medium in training, so I don't know the symbols they give me. I'm still learning how to interpret all the things I need to, but anyway, well, I'll do my best to help you, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And I will tomorrow.
Okay, I'll be looking for the email.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good night,
okay.
Deb. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, see you later, Deb. Wow. What a night. You never expected when you met me on the Hornet that it was going to be like this, huh? I don't know.
Funny,
I felt like I was striking out with her with the, you know, and I know we're still on air, but so, you know, to the audience, it's like, hey, you get to listen in. Yeah, we're still on air. But I just got the feeling, I feel like I was striking out with the, with some of the different, the number three, I'm going to stick with Walter and I'm going to stick to my guns on this three thing. There was a third child. Yeah.
Well, like you told me, you got to pay attention. Well, that's what I was telling you with the picture. I was going to ignore it, but something kept saying, no, mention it. No, say it. No, say it. So I said it. I just got a picture of some kind of picture, and that I felt that it was being moved. I don't know.
You know what's funny is
weird or what?
Actually, what's so funny is my grandmother, when she passed very suddenly. My mother was there with her when she passed, and my grandmother, all her pictures across the entire United States, every picture of her that was hanging in daughters and houses all around the country and friends' houses turned sideways 45 degrees at the moment of her death. My mother called my sister to tell her, and my sister goes, "Grandma's dead, isn't she?" And my mom goes, "How'd you know?" And she goes, "The picture turned 45 degrees. I watched it happen." And she named the time, and it was exactly the time Grandma's heart stopped.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah. So, you know,
I am trying to pay attention, John, to these feelings.
Well, you're not trying. You're doing. You might have been picking up on my thoughts with what I was thinking about with that. So, because I was thinking about that, about the death, and I was thinking, man, it's as rough as my grandmother's passing kind of thing, and then you pick up on that. So, I don't know. I am tired, so maybe my edge is off, but I'll tell you what, we were hitting on all cylinders with the other reading, with the first one, the first soul stream.
I had strong feelings with that, too.
She is a neat gal, that gal. I mean, Debbie is too here. I mean, she's got this daughter. She's calling out. She's just really wants that little girl taken care of. But the first one, wow. You know, I mean, she was like angelic all the way and had all those those spirit friends around stuff. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I just get with Debbie, there's a hidden story. There's more to it, you know? It's like whatever this three thing is, two children, and so there was a family of four. Then he goes, well, left the three. That's it.
Well, but they've got two stepchildren, though.
But he left the three, the mother and the two children. He's talking about the three. Because there's three left. It was a family of four. He passes on.
Them. Yeah,
the three of the family. Yeah, he's worried about the three of his family, and he's. It's not that he's, you know, he's ignoring the other guy, you know, that's in her life and all that, but he's related to those people, and those are his people. So, yeah, I knew it was. And I'll stick with this and find out what it is they're telling me. But anyway, I'm going to continue on with my training and all that, and. And I'll have this place cleaned up for you when you get here. You have a nice studio to walk into. Right now it's a disaster on one side of it. I'm going, oh my God, this is gonna be really trick when you get in here. You're gonna like it. So.
Well, I'm gonna have to clean my place up before I leave. Of course, it'll probably be a disaster by the time you guys get here. But.
What's that for? What?
After
what? When
trip.
We do the.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. It's Renee is looking like she might not be able to do it. I'm going to keep working this. But by God, we are going to do this trip. We are going to do this grand tour. Okay, come hell or high water. So, you know, we are sticking with this, man.
Yeah, my boss informed me that the whole month of September she's going to be might be off and stuff like that, and I'm like, no way. I have to take this 2 weeks off. And she said, don't worry, we'll get somebody from another store to come in. So I'm like, okay, because I've already got this trip planned. Can't take that away.
All right, well, I'll talk with Renee and we'll find out what's going on. But, and to the audience out there, yes, you're listening to GRI, do business. So anyway, hey, I'll tell you what, I might, if it looks good tomorrow, I may do a soul stream tomorrow night, just if I feel like it. So, you know, let's see what we got going on. And then I got to look at it. I'm not sure I have a guest lined up for Sunday, so maybe I'll just interview you.
Well, you know, you never hear my EVPs from the asylum and all that.
You know what? I'll tell you what. Let's just, you know, let me take a look at the schedule, and then we'll find out. And if so, we'll just do that. Okay? All right. Well, hey.
All right. I got to get off to work.
Okay. Love you.
I love you too. Night, John.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. See you later. Okay, bye.